Okay, I think we need to do one more thing, because it's, tomorrow is Kuan Yin's birthday. We will be chanting Heart Sutta and other things. Then the Mahakaruna and also Great Compassionate Mantra. But tonight I think I need Ingbi and a few who can chant the Karaniya Metta Sutta. Who else can chant Karaniya Metta Sutta? Padma Surya. Joyce can or not? Where is Joyce? Joyce. You can chant or not? Karaniya Metta Sutta. Wah, sadhu. Of course. Come. Use my mic. Come. Joyce, come. Never mind. They can join force, but you use the mic. Come. You want to use this mic? Come. Never mind. Come. Yeah. We all follow Ingbi or not? Follow Ingbi. Come. Joyce, now. Joyce, come.
Page 52 of the chanting book, retreat chanting book.
Okay, thank you so much. This is a very important chanting sutta. Karaniya Metta Sutta discourse on loving kindness. But the actual meaning of the discourse is different. I read to you the English translation. You can see it in your book. He who is skilled in doing good, like you all, perform a lot of wholesomeness, meritorious action and all those things. And who wish to attain the state of calm, nibbana. Do you want to realize that? Then what must you do? This is the sutta. That's why the deva likes to listen to this sutta. That's why just now before we start, I chant the invocation to the deva. Then we have to chant this. But tomorrow we will chant the heart sutta and all those things. So now you listen attentively. And those who wish to attain the state of calm, nibbana, should act thus. He should be what?
Able.
Able means what? Capable, responsible, understand or not? Skillful. Then, he should act upright. Upright means, you are very, very upright, just like the Arya, the four pairs of enlightened being. Of good conduct, of upright conduct. Means you cannot bribe one, understand? They are very upright. They are really sincere. Then, the other one? Very sincere. Then, obedient. Gentle in speech and humble. That's why humility. Humble in speech. Means gentle and pleasant speeches. Then, obedient. Obedient means what? You do your duty as a child. Understand? You have to obey your parents. You have to understand how they bring you to this world. They give you life. They care for you. They provide for you. They raise you. They sacrifice for you. You must have filial piety. At least be obedient. But it doesn't mean when they force you to do things that are immoral, you will do. No, that is not obedient. That is being deluded. Understand? Under pressure, under fear. Obedient means you have to obey them when they want you to really, really become somebody virtuous or kind, or they scared you may become, you may deviate from the whatever moral value and all those things. So, in a sense, when you have filial piety, you listen to your parents' good advice and good instruction, then that is obedient, understand? Then the next one is, what is the next one? Contented. Oh, gentle in speech, finish already. Just now I explained, good, pleasant and gentle, good and pleasant speeches. Kind, good and pleasant speeches that bring about harmony and all those things. Then humble, be humble, humility. You must have this quality. You don't have this quality. The Buddha say very difficult, where you have to act thus. Then the next one is what? Contented. There, Our Lady already gone. Easily, not the one very papai one, like my teacher saw at the hotel. Wow, the hotel guest is it. Then this one, very simple, easily supportable. That was my nature. I very simple with clothing and food one when I was young. I never complain, I want this, I want that. Then I appreciate if my parents can give me whatever. I feel very good. And I am very proud that this one comes from my parents. Understand? So easily supportable. Then my mother-in-law also know one. You ask my wife. He said, Ken Kun, Achin Chai one. Anything also can eat one. He is not fussy. Then he is very simple. Then the other one is, bracket, not to burden others. Understand? This is the last thing I want to do. That's why sometimes meeting or what, I will go there early on. Where I can feel how bad is it to be late, unless really something caught up. Understand? So, you have to have that understanding, that virtue in you. Then the next one is, we feel duties. This is angry laugh. We feel duties. That's why a lot of them, they slowly reduce their duty. And when they go for retirement, wow, there is so much joy. After you retire, all the duty less so much. Then when your kid grow up, also very much less duty. But then there are some, after look after kid, look after grandchildren. Then after grandchildren, don't know who else. So, few duty is very important. That's why I choose to retire early. Why? Yeah, I don't need much. Simple life. My kid don't go overseas contented. More than enough. So, what happened? Simple life. Do the thing that I want to do. There are few duties. My duty is very simple. Provide for my family. My kid all grown up, very independent. They did very well. Then my family, me and my wife, very simple. So we don't need much. That's why we can call it a day, retire. But then I do what I like to do because of this vow, this nature. That's why when condition arise, this nature come out to share. And to share, I got few duty. Although you look at my schedule like very tight, a lot of karma mitta very concerned. Brother Teo, you better rest, rest more. Don't stress yourself. They scared like Buddha. Overstrained body. But I say, you don't worry, I'm very straightforward. I hot, I unzip and I strip one. I will tell you straight away. That day I go to Padmasuri house, house Dada. Before the offering, everything, I say, I'm hungry, bring the food. You have my body in need, I just eat. I'm very straightforward. Understand? So this is what simple life is all about. Little duty. Then I got no headache, understand? I do very simple thing. But a lot of you must have thought, Pratio, all these chronic fellow come and see you, you know headache. One also be tahan. But got so many, but luckily, I must thank Suyan. She filter a lot. Then all the simple ones, now he cultivate. By the time come to me, of course, chronic. But very funny, all the chronic ones, very fast one cultivate. The best is Jin Hao's mother. Yeah, you ask Jin Hao. He bring the mother. Jin Hao was so scared to bring. The mother very stubborn. Don't want to listen. Later only he tell me. Before he bring, he didn't tell me. But surprisingly, we spoke Mandarin and Hokkien. I remember. And after that, Jin Hao was so happy. The mother, for the first time, listened, attentive, and there was so much clear of her delusion. He believed in feng shui, medium, and all those things. Then after that, she was so happy. She got problem. Actually, Jin Hao knew, but never let me know. Well, one of the sister, Jin Hao's sister, I think, the mother was have a lot of attachment and all those things. Then came, I just spoke the Dhamma. I just asked the mother to tell me what actually is the problem. Then Jin Hao also had a bit. Then after that, when I get her what actually the situation is, then I start to share with her very simple Dhamma. Then she was so full of joy, so attentive. Then after that, Jin Hao the next day called me and said, "Thank you so much. My mother is totally different now, so happy." See? And I think 2 hours, was it 2 hours? About 2 hours, I think. And a lot of things you never believe. Some very chronic, like anything. But somehow, when they have affinity and when they are willing to come, something will happen and they will gain and they will benefit. So this is what Dhamma is all about. It has this ability to heal, to cure. When you understand, you can actually reverse your life, improve your life, do something to your life. Okay? Then we continue. Few duties. Simple in livelihood. I choose to be very simple. Why? I like investment. And I just have a pure vision. I say, after I retire, if I can have the condition to do what I want to do, I like to do, which is investment. That will be the most beautiful. Then I say, if there is condition for the good of the many, let it arise. You will never believe. That stockbroker come and open a branch opposite my house. Then they call me and contact me for 7 times. And I was not even a remiser. I was a nobody, just a retired. Then the bank also, I won the private banking, the bank also came to SS2. That is what Parami is all about. It just happened. Then everything fall into place. Then they give me a room. They provide me with everything. Then I just went away. You see, you don't have to do anything. We need your experience. Well, he heard about the banker. The banker talked to me. Well, I was the first one to go there and open an account. Of course, it so happened I opened a private banking account. Then he saw me. He said, "Oh, you're Mr. Teo. We have the branch manager got to sign." He said, "Can I talk to you?" I said, "Can." I said, "Who are you?" "George, I'm the branch manager." Oh, he invited me to his room and bring coffee, everything. Then we chat. Almost 2-3 hours inside there. Then he got so interested in what I do. He said, "You're so young, you retired." That time I'm 40-something. Then he said, "What you do?" I said, "I'm a civil engineer." "Oh, you don't do investment, you can retire?" Oh, that question. I said, "Of course I invest." Then I told him, I went through all the crises and survived until now. Wow, he said, "You must be very experienced, otherwise you should wipe out." As a branch manager, he saw so many wipe out. So because of that, he remembered me. Then the broker came and opened a branch next to this bank. Then the first thing they do is open an account with this bank and talk to the branch manager. "You any high net worth client, you recommend to me." He told the head of the department, the branch, "You don't need to look for anybody. You go and look for this Mr. Teo. He stay opposite on it." That's how he sent a PR girl. PR girl. And they were so patient. They see me 6 times. 6 times, I said, "No need." Then on the 6th time, this PR girl, very smart. I think must be the boss, the head. We had the banker told him. He said, "I must get this client." Then she told the girl. He very smart, I think. He purposely bought me a wine, one bottle. On the Christmas day before the New Year. He said, "This is the gift from my boss." No obligation, he said. No need to see him also. I said, no need. Then he said, no. I am instructed to offer. Oh, use the word offer the more. Oh, I said, okay, you tell him, thank you, sir. I said, I will see him. Then after that, got one day, he called me again. He said, when are you free, Mr. Teo? My office ever ready waiting for you. Then deep inside my heart, I said, got such thing on. Then I remember my pure vision, or maybe meant to be. So I went there. Oh, he arranged all his men with all the form ready, you know. Mr. Teo, you just sign. We take care of everything. Photostat your IC, we fill out everything for you. Then you want to see your room? I didn't know he got ready my room. No? We had a computer terminal, all the connection, everything there. You ask yourself, got such thing or not? Then I just walk over. That's how I ended becoming a remaisier later on. Yeah, later on, the stock exchange got a rule. No license cannot sit in the room. Then he talked to me and said, Mr. Teo, you got a slight problem. I said, what's the problem? He said, there's a new rule. No? You got no license, you cannot sit in the room. So I said, so how? He said, you don't mind. You go and sit for exam. So he thought, retired 40 years old, cannot sit exam. No? I said, exam, no problem. Passed away. So immediately I passed. No? Then after I passed, he very smart. No? He refused to let me know that I can become a remaisier. No? I didn't even know. I thought, got license, can sit in, sit lah. Then somebody told me, you know, hey, you convert to remaisier, your percentage of commission is so much higher, you know. Instead of paying me 25% or whatever I trade in my business, they're supposed to pay me 40%. You know. Then I say, got such thing. Then we have one of the colleagues told me, then I talked to the head of brand. Oh, he said, yeah, we can. I will do it for you. But he purposely delayed another 2-3 months. But finally he did it for me. A very nice Christian, Alan Chong. But too bad, he passed away recently. Got cancer, throat cancer. So that was how everything happened. To cut things short, we better continue. Okay. And now story, I forgot my wish. No more story. Okay. Control in the senses, you know, sense restraint. Discrete. What is the meaning, discrete? Not impudent. Impudent is lazy, is it? Not imprudent, impudent. Is it lazy? Rude, not rude. Yeah, impudent is rude. Yeah. Teng chui like that, my daughter say. Oh, very good. Discrete is? I think you are very discreet in your approach. Means you are very sharp. Then, not be greedily attached to family. Now you know lah. Cry, grieve for what? Not to be greedily attached to family. Doesn't mean that your spouse you can throw away. You just say, hey, the Buddha Dharma under Karani Metta Sutta, if I want to become enlightened, Nibbana, I cannot attach to you. Not greedily attach to you. Then you ask your husband, stay next door. Separate. I tell you, you will make yourself into trouble and you bring trouble to me also. That meaning is not like that. That meaning is, if anything happened to them, don't have the attachment. Understand? Then he should not commit any slightest wrong also cannot commit, no. Can or not? Can do that or not? Nobody there to answer. Louder. Avoid all evil, smart one. That is what you chant, no. Okay. You determine to avoid all evil, follow the advice of the Buddha to be worthy of him. Then next one is what? So that other wise men might not censor you, then may all living beings be happy and safe. May their heart be happy. Then whatsoever living being there is, weak or strong, without exception, long or large, medium, short, minute or massive, those seen or unseen, those dwelling near or far, And those born and yet to be born, may all beings without exception be happy. That's why you must have love, metta. Let not one deceive another, nor despise another. Whatsoever anywhere, either in anger or ill will, let him not wish each other's harm. Just as a mother would guard her only child at the risk of her own life, even so towards all beings, let him cultivate a boundless heart, means loving kindness. Let thoughts of boundless love pervade the whole world, above, below, across, without any obstruction, without any hatred, without any enmity, means the 10 direction loving kindness. Whether he stand, walk, sit, or lie down, as long as he is, what is that word? Are you awake? You're still sleeping, huh? Are you sleeping? Huh? What is the continuation? Oh, Brother John, not Kayanamita. Pamasuri say, Kayanamita, are you sleeping, Kayanamita. That's why you must wake up. As long as he is awake, let him develop this what? Everywhere point towards mindfulness, heedfulness. Before he die also, parinibbana also, he remind you, strive on with heedfulness. That is meditation. Train this, most important quality. Then, this, they say, is you can have mindfulness to conduct yourself in this heedful living, heedful way. That is the highest conduct. What are you waiting? You choose to be heedless. Then that is the worst conduct. Understand? So determine to have this heedfulness, awareness or mindfulness. Then not falling into wrong view, virtuous and endowed with true seeing. What is this seeing? Direct seeing. Understand now? To insight into phenomena. Then discard. Why is it he, no she? Not apply to lady. I think translation. Then discard attachment to sensual desire. Truly, he does not come again to be conceived in the womb. See? No more rebirth. Eh? Where is the etena satya vachina? Oh, that time don't want to put in. I say don't want to put in. I don't remember saying that. But that one very important, affirmation of truth. Oh, I got it on this book. Don't worry. I will chant to you. But just now in Bichan, how you know? Oh, from memory. Wow, good. Okay, I got it here. Etena satya vachena. What is the meaning of this? By the firm affirmation of this truth, means all the things that was recited, Karaniya Metta Sutta. Soti te ho tu sabada. What is the meaning? May you ever be well and happy. Then, etena satya vajena sabbarogo vinasatu. By the firm affirmation of this truth, may all disease be destroyed. If you do this with sincerity, you really will have all this. You will have well-being and happiness. But these are the parmi that come from reciting all this. Then even your illness and all those things, unless got coming obstruction, it will help you to clear. Then the last one is the best. Etena satya vajena ho tu te jaya mangala. What is jaya mangala? Page 13, those got the old chanting book. By the firm affirmation? No need. You can. Hakka also can. My dialect. Hakka ngin. By the firm affirmation of this truth, may peaceful victory be yours. See? The Buddha actually wish you enlightenment. Peaceful victory, the calm mind, Nibbana, be yours. By the affirmation of this truth. That's why all these are very beautiful sutta. The previous retreat, up there, condition them, 10-day request. But today, something tell me, must do invocation, so they no need to go through in the middle three. Just now he said, go through agent. Huirong say 什么? Jian jie. Oh, jian jie, indirect. Come through indirect. So, with this, I think we end. Thank you so much. So, I see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, 6. Sadhu. Actually, the Buddha's teaching is very beautiful. He already planned all this for you. You only have to have faith, recite them, and determine, and you will get it. Okay?
How is the schedule tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I think 6 o'clock, can you all get ready? Huh? Pamasuri? Can, 6 o'clock, tonight you get ready already. So don't worry, tonight already. Tomorrow 6 a.m. Yeah, Vincent, yeah. 6 a.m. we assemble, then we will do the morning puja. Yeah? We do the morning puja, make the offering, everything. Yeah. Or you all want Vincent to teach you exercise first. Then after that only we start the puja officially. Yeah? No, I get a short puja. Means no need to pass around first, the normal one. Then I get Vincent to give you the exercise, half an hour. He will give you. Then after that we officially start the puja. Where it is Kuan Yin birthday. Never mind lah, I want Vincent to share. Where he just came out. His stretching is not so easy like mine, you know. Oh, his one bend until... But very good for you, I tell you. Oh. Earlier on, my one of my back, the left leg, muscle spasm, you know. Then I was having problems standing up. Vincent come up, treat me, you know. Pow. After that, I recover, fully recover until now. Then now, I sometimes do what he teach me, stretch a bit, to strengthen your, all this, what they call blood clot. Okay, so we have 6 o'clock, assemble here, simple puja.